just to be,
yeah.
to use the word loosely,
no.
No,
you wouldn't, no. I've heard of a yo or a, for a female.
No more than a reading, just that's all.
Well, now, you know what they, now the stuff that, that they shear sheep for is
wool.
Now, yeah. did they, people, when you were real small, did, do you remember, like, your grandmother ever making anything from
No, there's no, this is not sheep country.
No, that's what I didn't figure there was any ever. I wonder. Now, what about, now, on hogs, you said that y'all did have some hogs. What would they call them? A hog when it's first born?
Pig.
And then when it, now, how, does
and then
it,
you, when that, and the little female pig, she began to grow up, you call her a gilt.
Or gilt.
From
uh-huh.
a gilt to a sow.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, what about a male? What
mm-hmm.
would it
boar. It's called a boar.
Well, now, if they had a boar and they didn't want it, well, I mean, if they had a male and they didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, what would they do to it?
They would.
What did they call it?
Castrate, that's the word.
Castrate
it up.
And then what would they call it? I bet you hadn't thought about this stuff
no,
so long.
I sure haven't. It's been ages since I saw it. I don't remember now the word we even call them after you castrated them. Huh? After you castrated them. Call them a barra.
Oh. And what about the kind of stiff hairs on a hog's back? What?
Bristles.
And then those long teeth that
Tusks.
And what would they put the food in for to feed the hogs?
Trough. Hog trough.
Now
the long thing you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that's
trough.
What that would be. Uh-huh. Now, would they feed them all out of the same one, or would they have several?
Well, it depended on how many hogs you had. You could just have one trough.
Uh-huh.
Because naturally, a tenant farmer wasn't going to have that many hogs.
You just
have
it, yeah.
You just had that one long.
Well, I didn't know how long they were. I didn't know if they had several shorter.
Now what you could do section it off where
that's
one couldn't push the other one out
that's
of the way. You would in this on this trough he would nail these little boards across,
uh-huh,
you see.
Uh-huh.
And when he root his nose down in here, he couldn't, you know, push the other one away.
That's what I was wondering about, because I have
in other words, sections.
Section,
like.
Because I knew that they would knock the others out of the
that's
way
right.
And because
well,
I've seen pigs feed and
yeah.
I knew that they did that. And that's what I was wondering, whether they had little separate
that's what
because like
that's
that.
The way my dad had his.
Well, do you remember, what it would be, like a feeding time for a cow? Do you remember the sound, what they call the kind of noise that a cow would make at feeding time?
Kind of lowing.
Yeah.
Begin to low.
Low,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, what about if a cow had lost its calf? What would it, make a kind of a loud noise?
Yes, moo.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And did you ever, now what about a little calf when it's being weaned from its mother that,
what?
The sound that it makes when it's.
Oh, Lord, it could bellow. One thing.
Bellow, yeah, sure.
That's for one thing.
Yeah, well that's right. And now like a mule, like at feeding time, what would a mule make, what kind of a sound?
Neighing.
Mm.
But don't think to me that was the only thing we called it. Huh? Baying. I just don't remember that name. Fast enough.
Well, what about a hen on a nest of